To make this mission a success, NASA, with support from the European Space Agency and the Canadian Space Agency, needs several crucial ingredients on board, which can fold out in space, operate at extremely cold temperatures, and work to nanometer precisions, or else it's game over. One vital piece of kit is the mirror, and many telescopes rely on these reflective dishes to focus the captured light. The further you want to see, the bigger the mirror required, and JWST has the biggest mirror ever made. Scott Willoughby, Vice President of Northrop Grumman, whose team are responsible for building this.
The mirror, it's got 18 hexagonal mirrors that then in effect form what's called one primary mirror. And there was a couple reasons we did that. And one of them is that the width of the mirror, the diameter of it, is 6.5 meters.
About the same height as four people standing on each other's shoulders.
Well, the top of the rocket we launch in is only 5 meters across. So if we built one 6.5 meter optic, it wouldn't work. The idea of building multiple segments allows us to put some of those segments, three of them on one side and three on the other, and we put them on a hinge line, and we actually fold them for the way it starts its life on the ground, and we fold those along the side, and then we can launch, and we're much narrower because then it fits inside of that cone. And part of the other reason, just in short, is it's really hard to build one 6.5 meter optic. You know, it's also easier to manufacture 18 segments individually, even though it's hard to hold them together and align them. And then they're coated with a very thin level of gold because gold reflects infrared light. And it looks pretty, but we didn't do it because it looks pretty.
Now, was this always the intention to have this giant mirror that you can fold some of the parts? Or was that a design process that sort of came on as you were designing the project and as you were looking to, okay, how are we going to look at the very beginning of our universe?
Yeah, so early on, there was a lot of debate about how big of a mirror, but it was always known we wanted pretty much the biggest mirror we could build. And then launch into space. If we could have, you know, conceived of building something bigger, we probably would have. But part of the trades that occurred, though, is what kind of materials those mirrors were. That took a few years. That we want to build a series of glass mirrors. That's what Hubble has, what's called ultra-low coefficient of glass, or beryllium mirrors. And it turned out the beryllium won in the competition as the chosen thing for its behaviors and what we thought we could produce. So there was more of a debate about how to build a big mirror, but people always wanted a big mirror.
Beryllium is a relatively rare metal, known for being strong but lightweight. And importantly, it doesn't distort at the sub-zero temperatures of space. But getting it to the right shape wasn't easy.
It took 8 years to build the mirrors. There was a lot of planned iteration, knowing this was hard. The one thing about building equipment that's this advanced is you don't tend to, what I'll say, go for broke and say, all right, here we go. We got 18 mirrors. Now let's go, you know, build them. And you got to polish them to what's called a surface figure accuracy, right? How perfectly shaped is that surface? And in our terms, it's 20 nanometers. You know, I can only describe that bacteria on the order of nanometers. That means that the shape of this mirror is literally perfect, almost to the size of atoms, you know, on that surface. But we knew it would be hard. So at the beginning, we built a development mirror, a little bit smaller, but out of the same materials, and we polished it and proved we can make those features, you know, that perfect. And then we started in production. And to make 18 mirrors, you know, we couldn't build them one at a time. We'd still be going. We literally had 9 machines that were polishing. So at any point in time, we could have half the mirrors, you know, at a particular step while the other half were doing something else. And it takes more than a village to build this many mirrors. And then you would polish it and make it more precise, and then you put it back in the chamber. So we planned a very long cycle. We knew it would take a long time. And the great thing was at the end, we ended up with 18 beautiful mirrors and a couple spares that are just absolutely fantastic.
And what would be the damage if there was a small defect?
So the part of the accuracy that drives us is we're collecting photons, so you know, elements of light We're collecting photons that are 13.5 billion years old. So these are the faintest photons. So we're not going to collect a lot of them. I mean, that's why you need a bigger mirror so you can collect more. You have like a wider swimming pool, you're going to collect more rain, right? So we're collecting these photons. And what happens is that the photons hit a primary mirror, but they actually have to travel a course where they bounce. So they need to bounce off the primary mirror out to a secondary mirror, which is held by a tripod, when folks take a look at this. And then they bounce off the secondary mirror right down into the middle of the primary mirror, where there's another optical bench with more mirrors and instruments. And then they finally get to the place where detectors can collect these photons, and that becomes our science data, right? So you gotta capture the photon and bounce it into the right place. If the surface of the mirror is a little bit off, well, that photon won't bounce to the right place and you'll lose it. It'll just bounce right back out to space. So you gotta make sure it bounces perfectly.